I read, write, and review books from the perspective of a 76-year-old white woman raised in a small farming town in upper New York State. I emigrated to the Southwest in 1985 as a 45-year-old white woman who, as a little girl, had wanted nothing more than to be a cowboy who was a sidekick to a real Indian. In short, I read, write, and review books with cultural myopia. After I read Nina McConaughey's detailed and humor-rich short story collection, Cowboys and East Indians, I understood that for 31 years, I have experienced a fraction of the West. I've treasured and written about the mountains, rivers, and deserts. I've listened to and written stories about Native Americans, Mexican Americans, and Anglos. All the while, I've barely seen or listened to the dozens of other cultures that make up the Western and Southwestern landscapes. Nina McConaughey was born in Singapore and raised in Wyoming. Her real life alchemizes into stories of a little girl who drank tang and ate samosas for her afternoon snack, a group of young bridesmaids in saris making s'mores and drinking beer around a chuck wagon campfire, and the newly arrived woman, Chitra, who sees her first oil pumping jack and says, "And that fellow looks like he is bowing to Allah." McConaughey writes about the rich and maddening world of being a girl, teenager, and woman, neither fully Indian nor fully Anglo, but thoroughly American. In the story White Wedding, Lucky's mother is dying from cancer. "Lucky, I have to ask you something," she said. "I want you to promise something." "Okay, I promise." "Lucky, I can't be buried in Western clothes. I had a dream last night that I was in my coffin and you were burying me in a frilly pink nightgown. Promise me I won't be in Western clothes." Lucky promises. Then her mother teaches her how to put on a sari. McConaughey's language is consistently not just poignant but elegant. As the speeches began, I went out the back door. The house was hot and smelled like curry. Outside, the wind bellowed. I stood on the lawn and listened to the air move through the cottonwoods. I picked up a cottonwood branch and broke it at a joint. Inside was a perfect star. Few people knew this. Cowboys and East Indians taught me more than how to see the cottonwood star. It taught me how to see and hear far beyond the perspective with which I had unknowingly lived. In that, Nina McConaughey has given me the real West.